I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on December 5th, 2019. Mozilla has recently released a significant update to its speech-to-text engine, hidden behind a minor version bump. The new release of Deep Speech is vastly superior to previous iterations of the platform, but also incompatible with earlier releases, so you'll need to replace existing code and models to use it. Mozilla has managed to reduce the platform's latency by making both the acoustic model and its decoder streamable, and has also enabled deployment on less powerful systems by adding support for TensorFlow Lite and by dramatically reducing the tool's memory and processing requirements. All those changes have resulted in a speech-to-text implementation that's capable of faster than real-time transcription on platforms as weakly powered as a Raspberry Pi 4. We reported back in October that the beta version of Disney's new streaming platform wasn't working on Linux. The problem at the time appeared to be that the company had decided to use a strict DRM standard that's just not supported on Linux and certain Android phones. However, Disney's Justin Garrison tweeted yesterday that the service should now be available to Linux users, and some have already confirmed that that's the case. One of the most interesting announcements Amazon made at its reInvent conference this week was its preview of Code Guru. The AI-powered system has been trained with data from 10,000 open-source projects on GitHub and also builds in Amazon's own best coding practices. The tool uses that knowledge to perform dynamic code reviews and can provide suggestions to programmers about potential issues or more efficient coding practices. Code Guru can only process Java projects right now, but support for other languages is being actively worked on. And let's wrap up today with a couple of pieces of community news. The team behind the Rust language is asking programmers to help the project out by taking 10 to 15 minutes to complete its annual online survey. And while the Rust community would like a little of your time, the Free Software Foundation is appealing for some of your money. We're now about halfway through the foundation's annual fundraising drive, and the FSF has published a blog post explaining what it hopes to support using the donations it receives. As the foundation self-hosts its own infrastructure, a lot of its outgoings are on server hardware and similar costs. And the post also flags up that the organization is building a collaborative code repository for free software, which any developer who subscribes to the ideals of the Free Software Foundation will be able to use. And that's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/62.